the welfare reform bill makes the key assumption that the main barrier for disabled people getting into work is that there's already access to high benefits, when actually the real barriers are already high employment, real lack of pre and in-work support, discrimination, access to the workplace, and the welfare reform bill does nothing to address any of these issues. We are part of society, and health, social care and welfare are the things that we use as a society, to underpin the values that we put on people. And if we start attacking that, what we're actually saying is that we value people less that already depend disproportionately on those services. So there's something very wrong with how we see ourselves and how we see each other if we allow this bill to go through.
And how old are you?
I'm 37.
Cheers, thanks for that.
No problem.
Have a chat. Yes, certainly.
What's your name?
My name's Adam Lowton.
And from?
I'm from Tolworth in Surrey.
Hey, where is that?
Tolworth in Surrey.
And who's your Member of Parliament?
Mr. Edward Davey.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
So Lib Dem.
Yes.
He's voted with the government so far this afternoon.
I know, and I'm rather disappointed at that. And we have had words before, and I will be having more words with him.
Yeah.
Especially as his party purported themselves to be the party of strength for people with learning disabilities a short while ago. And it seems like not only they're used to doing things the Italian way and, saying one thing and retreating straight away.
And do you get the sense that Ed Davey would, if he had a choice, if he wasn't being whipped, would vote differently?
I think he would. Of knowing Ed Davey, of having worked with him on various projects before, I know that his heart's in the right place. But if he is being whipped, and I believe he is, I think that the higher echelons of government need to look at themselves and think very hard as to what they're going to do, because what they are planning now with the, especially the Conservative government, I'm very, very confused. 14 years ago, they brought in the DLA because they recognised that they had people with disabilities needed extra support and funding to engage and live. Now what they want to do is not just reverse that little bit they gave us, they want to chop it and remove everything. You may not know, but there was an online story that came my way 2 days ago about a lady who's getting support, independent living, getting support to live independently at home and live normally. She has been told that she's no longer allowed to grow her own vegetables. She's no longer allowed to accept donations of fresh vegetables from anybody because they are unable to provide the support to help her clean, chop, cook those vegetables, because it takes several hours. It takes a number of hours of support.
Of time, yeah.
What they have told her to do now is she must go and buy pre-chopped frozen vegetables,
yeah,
and microwave them. The reason she was growing them in the first place is because she can't afford to buy them. And this is what is the real thing is happening to people. And also where Ian Duncan Smith, I'd love to challenge him on this, about his figures of the increase in the past few years of disability living allowance claimants. Who are they? He's indicating that these are fraudsters. Well, I know for a fact that about 20% of the increase, maybe more, are ex-servicemen and women coming back from these conflicts that we're having with disabilities and claiming these benefits. And is he going to then start saying to these people, and do what he's done to me, remove my car and tell me, because I've got wheels, I've got no trouble with getting around? I'd love to see him try one day, follow me around, just getting into Parliament itself, how many little inclines there are and whether he's got the balls to do it. Sorry about using that word. Maybe he's got the effort of doing it. Can he physically manage it? I don't think he would be able to, but I have to.
Very nice.